Julian Schnabel emerged from the New York art world as a painter and sculptor known for incorporating pieces of broken dinner plates into his paintings. He wrote his autobiography when he was just 35. Now in his early 40s, Schnabel has recorded a rock album called Every Silver Lining Has a Cloud. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
She's dancing, he's dreaming. She's dancing, he's dreaming. She's dancing, he's dreaming, dreaming again. Woke up, grabbed the phone. Dreaming the phone had rung. Dreaming the phone had rung. 5 in the morning, the time has come. Her daytime is nighttime. Her daytime is nighttime. He's walking in his sleep.
When the art critic Robert Hughes reviewed Julian Schnabel's memoirs a few years ago, he wrote that, quote, Schnabel's work is to painting what Sylvester Stallone's is to acting, a lurching display of oily pectorals. It's not going too far to say that the same is true of Schnabel's debut as a musician. Even when he's trying to be a sensitive singer-songwriter, Schnabel comes on like a two-fisted, hard-boiled guy. And boy, does his voice lurch.
Sometimes I think about Juan Belmonte, the greatest bullfighter in Spain. In all that he lived in his pain. He lived in a foreign city. He was wishing he could be anybody. Anybody else, he could have been to her, is what he wanted to be. What's a 56-year-old bullfighter gonna do with a 23-year-old girl like you? How's he gonna feel when you get through? What are the chances of a future life? Will it take you for his bride? Will you please him and save him from his pride? I remember.
Schnabel has surrounded himself with talented people on this collection. It was overseen by the excellent guitarist and producer Bill Laswell. Drummer Anton Fear and keyboardist Bernie Worrell provide Schnabel's melodies with more rhythm than his singing can manage. And to be sure, there's nothing wrong with using a bad voice to sing rock and roll. If that were the case, everyone from Bo Diddley to Lou Reed would be out of business. It's just that the pretentiousness and arrogance that irks many art critics about Schnabel's style comes through all too vividly here. The album isn't without a certain charm, however. I like, for example, the way Schnabel goes for some kind of Bruce Springsteen, Elvis Presley impersonation on I Want to Take You Home.
I want to take you home. Carry your books home, too. There ain't anything I wouldn't do for you. I want to take you home. You meet my ma and pa. I want to show all my friends how fine you are. With a girl like you, I'll always be your friend. Gonna be your friend till the very end. With a girl like you, I learned to tell the truth. If you want me to, I'll even shine your shoes.
Ultimately, Every Silver Lining Has a Cloud is a big, silly vanity project. Robert Hughes has dismissively called Schnabel a culture starlet. I'd say that as a rock and roller, he's a rookie poseur.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.